You could almost hear the terror in this woman's voice as Capitol Police carried her out of U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's office. The woman was one of more than 60 disability rights advocates who staged a protest on the day the Senate's version of the Obamacare replacement bill was released to the public. More than 40 of the protesters, including Kansan Mike Oxford, were arrested for blocking the entrance to McConnell's office.
We set it up to be dramatic and make a point, and also to make sure we couldn't just be carted out of there real quickly and then out of sight, out of mind in 5 minutes. So those of us that could, because we're people with disabilities, not everyone could get out of their chair, but those of us that could climbed out of our chairs or scooters and laid on the floor.
Oxford, whose mobility is limited by a severe back injury, says the proposed cuts to Medicaid in the GOP health care bill threaten to reverse decades of progress. That's because in addition to providing health care coverage, Medicaid pays for the support services that allow about 15,000 Kansans with physical and intellectual disabilities to live and work in their communities. Kim Dietrich has cerebral palsy and works for a Topeka nonprofit as an independent living advocate. She fears the proposed cuts would force many people out of their homes and into institutions.
I'm very afraid people would have to go to nursing homes.
Oxford says it's not an exaggeration to say that the $800 billion to $1 trillion in proposed Medicaid cuts over the next 10 years could cost lives. Kansas's share of those cuts would be about $1 billion.
We think people will die because there are people that I know that would rather die than go back into an institution. And people would sit at home and not get any help and end up not getting medications and die.
Because Senate Republicans are using budget reconciliation to override sections of the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, they only need a simple majority to pass it, 51 votes. They're short at the moment. Fewer than 20 Republican senators have firmly committed to support the bill so far. But Kansas's Pat Roberts is one of them. Talking to reporters last week, he used a movie analogy to explain why he's backing what he acknowledges is an imperfect bill.
It's a lot like being in the backseat of a convertible with Thelma and Louise, and you got to get out of the car. Maybe the first car we get into is not exactly the car you want, but you got to do that, and then maybe there's another car. This is going to take some time.
Kansas's other Republican senator, Jerry Moran, is still undecided. In a video posted to social media, Moran says he's listening to the concerns of disability advocates and others, including rural health care providers.
Our hospitals and other health care providers, especially in rural Kansas, often are hanging on by a thread. What does this do to make certain that even if health care is affordable, it's still accessible?
Moran says he wants to study the Congressional Budget Office analysis of the bill before making a decision. That analysis, released Monday, says 22 million Americans would lose their health care coverage under the bill. Moran ends his video with this promise.
If it doesn't meet the needs of Kansans, it won't get my vote.
Oxford says he's worked with Moran since his days in the Kansas legislature. And he says he's encouraged that Moran appears to be closely reviewing the bill.
I just have to say, Jerry Moran, we've known each other and worked together many years. I hope you do what's right for Kansas and not just what you think is good for the conservative faction of the Republican Party.
GOP leaders are tweaking the bill in response to concerns of their caucus. But because those concerns are coming from both moderates and conservatives, they may have a hard time striking the balance necessary to secure the votes they need ahead of this week's planned vote. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.